You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
This is deadly serious, but we are not going to let this pass. A woman's right to choose reproductive freedom is on the ballot in November. We cannot allow them to take charge so that they can institute their goal, which is to criminalize reproductive freedom, to criminalize it. Right now, they're saying in states that they can arrest doctors and all the rest. What is happening here? What is happening here? A woman's fundamental health decisions are her own to make in consultation with her doctor, her faith, her family, not some right-wing politicians of Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell packed the court with. While Republicans seek to punish and control women, Democrats will keep fighting ferociously to enshrine Roe v. Wade into law of the land.
Nancy Pelosi, House Speaker, in reaction to the Supreme Court decision today, 6-3, ruling on a Dobbs v. Mississippi case, which in effect ends Roe v. Wade, law of the land, as passed in January 1973. This is a historic day on so many levels. So you can mark this date along the Roe v. Wade of January 22nd, 1973, with today, June 24, 2022. Thank you for joining us. We are live streaming right now at rumble.com. You go to rumble.com, simply go to that page, put in the search engine, Larry Connors, USA, one word, and it'll take you right to the studio. And if you miss it, you can always go back and pull it up later as a podcast on our Rumble. And the same thing for any of the audio program that we're presenting for you now will later be posted as a podcast. If you want to hear more or you'll want to make sure you share it with others, I encourage you to do so. That would be at LarryConnorsUSA.com. LarryConnorsUSA.com. It's not hard to find us. We're on every podcast availability outlet available. Now, Nancy Pelosi talking about how this court has hurt women, hurt Americans. Is she talking about the unborn women? Does she think about that? The unborn women? The unborn men? The unborn black Americans? Because minority groups, and particularly black Americans, are more susceptible to accepting abortion. Joe Biden has also made some remarks, the president. You're going to hear those coming up. And, of course, remember, as a senator, he went along with the Hyde Amendment to withhold federal dollars to pay for any abortion. Staunch Catholic, said, I cannot support giving money for an abortion, so no federal dollars can be used for an abortion. Well, Planned Parenthood still gets federal dollars. They just can't use it for the actual procedure. They can use it for utilities, staff, things of that nature, buildings, leases. Joe Biden has done a 180, also in the face of his religion, so he could get in the Oval Office. Yes, I'm happy this has happened. I'll be very direct with you. There may be cases where an abortion might be acceptable to me, but I also want to remind you of something. The decision by the Supreme Court today does not mean abortions cannot happen in the U.S. It just simply goes back to the states, and the states will make decisions. We're going to get that broken down in more detail a little bit later. Hans von Spakovsky, constitutional expert with Heritage, will join us and see how this final decision compares to the draft originally, And then, of course, what does happen now, we're also going to be joined by John Schweppe. He is the policy director of the American Principles Project, which is very happy to see this. And then we also have to keep in mind what this has done. The court decision today did open a Pandora's box for some of those extremists that already threatened that if this happens, if you overturn the law of the land, which is not in the Constitution, we will burn down the Supreme Court. We will riot. We'll be in the streets. It's going to be a hot summer filled with riots. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I personally know at least three people who got sick from mold. It's not uncommon for homes, businesses to have a leak somewhere, and it doesn't take long for mold to start growing. Well, of course, I recommend Wellington Environmental. You don't want a company that's just going to clean up the water. Wellington has 34 years of experience. In fact, hospitals often have Wellington inspect and treat mold. Do what they do. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Call Wellington for a mold inspection, air testing, professional remediation. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rated with the Better Business Bureau. Wellington Environmental. Your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Today, the Supreme Court of the United States expressly took away a constitutional right from the American people that it had already recognized. They didn't limit it. They simply took it away. That's never been done to a right so important to so many Americans. But they did it. It's a sad day for the court and for the country.
And for the country that's alive, maybe a sad day also for those who are killed by abortion. Would you consider that? Listen, I'm going to be very direct. I'm not going to withhold any punches on this as we go through. You can talk all you want about a woman's right to choose. But if that means killing another woman or a man and aborting, especially in a third trimester, or even at the moment the child is in the birth canal, several states have triggered laws, and they're going into effect almost immediately. Some will require members of their legislature getting together, the attorney generals, whatever their specific law is. But it does not take away abortion for all of the states. This decision today, of course, had been leaked back in May. So it was no surprise that it was coming. Yeah, I do want to ask, when we are joined by him later, Hans von Spakovsky of the Heritage Foundation, how close the final draft, or rather the final version, compares to the draft that was circulating that was already upsetting and angering people. But again, in the view of Democrats, liberals, anyone who's in favor of an abortion just to have one, whether or not it involves a woman's life, whether or not it involves incest or rape. There are cases in there that some states will say, we will ban abortions except for some of these conditions. But as far as the Democrats are concerned, we have a new weapon we can use this midterm election coming up. Pelosi already calling it out, saying this extreme court is in the hands of Donald Trump.
This morning, the radical Supreme Court is eviscerating Americans' rights and endangering their health and safety. But the Congress will continue to act to overcome this extremism and protect the American people. Today, the Republican-controlled Supreme Court has achieved their dark, extreme goal of ripping away a woman's right to make their own reproductive health decisions. American women today have less freedom than their mothers. With Roe and their attempt to destroy it, radical Republicans are charging ahead with their crusade to criminalize health freedom.
To criminalize health freedom. Let me point out something that Alito wrote in the verdict issued. And I'm quoting. Not only was there no support for such a constitutional right until shortly before Roe, and he's not accepting it's a constitutional right even now, but he said there was no support for such a constitutional right till shortly before Roe, but abortion had long been a crime in every single state. At common law, abortion was criminal in at least some stages of pregnancy and was regarded as unlawful, could have very serious consequences at all stages. And American law followed the common law until a wave of statutory restrictions in the 1800s expanded criminal liability for abortions. And by the time of the adoption of the 14th Amendment, 75% of the states had made abortion a crime at any stage of pregnancy, and remaining states would soon follow. And he goes on to say, Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. Reasoning exceptionally weak, the decision had damaging consequences. I remind you that Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who was not on the court in 73, but when she became a justice, she was looked on as a liberal icon. She had said, I think the court made the wrong decision. They went too far with Roe v. Wade. They should have stuck to the basic of the case. And the basic of the case involved a Texas woman that had wanted to get an abortion, and in Texas it was against the law, so she filed and decided to see what she could do to get overturned. She was a single pregnant woman. She brought a class action challenging the constitutionality of the Texas criminal abortion laws. Ruth Bader Ginsburg said they should have restricted their ruling to the Texas case and let other cases make their way up. See, that's the way things are normally done. And in fact, when they needed to appoint someone to the Supreme Court, if Bill Clinton was president, he wanted to put a woman on, and someone suggested Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And he said, that won't work. Too many women don't like her. Why? Well, because she did not fully, full-throated support Roe v. Wade. Well, of course, he did put her on the court, and she proved to be an iconic liberal, no doubt about it. So, if you also recall, when you hear Pelosi talk about this extreme court, she is also making reference to the politicization in the sense that Trump got to make these appointments, and even Biden brought that up today, President Biden.
Three justices named by one president, Donald Trump, were the core of today's decision to upend the scales of justice and eliminate a fundamental right for women in this country. Make no mistake, this decision is a culmination of a deliberate effort over decades to upset the balance of our law. It's a realization of an extreme ideology and a tragic error by the Supreme Court, in my view. The court has done what it has never done before, expressly take away a constitutional right that is so fundamental to so many Americans.
If you're watching right now on Rumble.com, I am shaking my head. No, no, no. It is not a constitutional right. Show me in the Constitution where it says you can have an abortion. Show me. You can't. It's not there. Former President Trump, of course, praising the decision. He said this is following the Constitution, giving rights back where they should have been given a long time ago. He said, I think in the end this is something that will work out for everybody. Because, again, I remind you, this is not banning abortion across the nation. The states will make their own decisions. Now, you're going to hear some say, well, if I live in Texas and they're not going to have abortions here, I can't make my way to New York or even Illinois to get an abortion if they allow them. Well, that's where Planned Parenthood was still trying to grab money. I have a good question here, though. I want to know, is Planned Parenthood going to continue to get federal dollars at all? I mean, it never was going for abortion anyway, but now be used to transport and help pay women. And some companies are already setting in place, quote, policies or benefits that if you need to travel for an abortion, we will give you money and time. There are a lot of things yet to be played out here. But when you look at the decision and the fact that Trump did get to appoint three justices, and remember, Obama was really trying to usher Ruth Bader Ginsburg out before he left office. She was convinced that Hillary Clinton was going to win, and she knew Hillary then could appoint someone to replace her. Hillary didn't win. So she hung on, and then when she died, Trump got to make another appointment. Jonathan Turley, Fox legal analyst, says, yes, you have to consider this is a victory for Trump as well.
It is a huge victory for the pro-life movement. It's a victory for former President Donald Trump. You know, a lot of presidents promised to put a pro-life majority on the court. He succeeded. And I think that's one of the reasons why many people still remain loyal to him in terms of coming through on those pledges. So this is a victory for pro-life, also for President Trump. But what we're going to see now is obviously the aftermath.
And the aftermath, I would tell you right now, there have already been threats made to, as you know, to justices before this. Remember the guy arrested outside Kavanaugh's house the other day? Or had been there, then called in 911 to report that he was planning to kill Kavanaugh. Obviously a mental case, but a lot of them are going to be accelerating. And we're going to see this coming weekend, already word has been going out from the Justice Department, the FBI, in particular to Catholic churches, pregnancy centers, you've got to increase your guard, be ready. This is going to frighten a lot of people that, can I even go have mass at my church without being assaulted? Because the left is going to try to demonize everything about this. They're already doing it. And in fact, now they're pulling the other card, which they've done previously, Nancy Pelosi again, and she's saying that, look, this is just the beginning. There are more plays to come.
Be aware of this. The Republicans are plotting a nationwide abortion ban. They cannot be allowed to have a majority in the Congress to do that. But that's their goal. And if you read, and again, we're all studying all this, but if you read what is in the very clear, one of the justices had his own statement. It's about contraception, in vitro fertilization, family planning. That is all what will spring from their decision that they made today.
She's misinterpreting, but I'm not going to get into that. But what they have already been saying, watch next. What's going to happen next? They're going to go after gay marriage. Alito made it very clear, even in the draft that got circulated in May. And I have not had a chance to read the entire ruling today. I'll be honest with you, I haven't. I've been trying to pull the program together. But they had already indicated, Alito, This only deals with the issue of abortion, and our rulings and our thoughts deal only with abortion. In other words, there is no reference, no consideration, no implementation that would then carry forward involving gay marriage or gay rights or things of that nature. But as far as the left is concerned, do not let the facts interfere with a good narrative and what we are going to tell you. And that is, they're going to come after everything. I'm looking at a piece written by Guy Benson for Town Hall. He said, Democrats and their journalistic allies are in the process of convincing themselves that the Supreme Court's leaked decision supplanting Roe v. Wade will be an electoral game changer. This is, of course, before the decision itself. That may turn out to be true, or it may not. More likely, it'll be a mixed bag that helps Democrats in some races, Republicans in others, being a marginal factor in most contests. That was his assessment. I think that's probably right on it. But the polls are showing certain things, and more polls will be coming almost immediately over this weekend. We'll get into some of that and how now everything goes back to the states. We got a lot to cover on this story today. I encourage you to let your friends and neighbors know we're on. We'll take a short break. When we come back, listen to the crowd. Some of those crowds, including Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, yelling out, what does this mean? It's illegitimate, illegitimate, illegitimate that the court overturned Roe v. Wade. Specifically, the court did not overturn Roe v. Wade. It dealt with a Dobbs, Mississippi case, which did, in effect, overturn Roe v. Wade. But the crowds are gathering, and they are entitled, under First Amendment rights, to be out there yelling and protesting. They have that right, and I will support them in their right as long as it does not escalate to violence. The moment it escalates to violence, throwing things, firebombs, attacking police, federal buildings, you have lost your right to your First Amendment. But the threats are going to continue. And the threats may or may not be carried out. Congresswoman Maxine Waters, Democrat of California. She said, you ain't seen nothing yet. She's standing on the house, on the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court. You ain't seen nothing yet. Women are going to control their bodies no matter how they try and stop us. The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them. Women will be in control of their bodies. If they think black women are intimidated or afraid, they got another thought coming. Black women will be out in droves. That's Maxine Waters. Well, Maxine, I'll tell you this right now. There are a lot of black women that will not be there because they were aborted. Most black pastors want nothing to do with abortion. They know in the beginning it was eugenics, as being preached at that time by the founder, Sanger, Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood. The idea was to weed out undesirables, which included blacks as being inferior at that time. That's why so many Planned Parenthood centers are placed directly in the middle of minority communities. And as far as Maxine Waters goes, if her mother had made the decision, she would not be out there to stand on the Supreme Court yelling as she just did, saying to hell with the U.S. Supreme Court. As I said, this does not wipe out abortion entirely across the nation. Again, here's Jonathan Turley. He is a Fox News analyst, law professor, Jonathan Turley.
Legally, this now moves to the states. Most states will indeed preserve abortion rights. They've already made that clear. Other states are now free to limit it, but this will go to the democratic process, and we will have these fights play out on the state level.
Jonathan, on that point, if you live in the state of New York or New Jersey or Massachusetts, would you expect anything to change in those states?
No, the majority of citizens in the country will have no change at all. Because most of the population resides in states that have already protected abortion rights.
So it will not change in many states. But that's not what you hear from the rhetoric as they're outside the Supreme Court. I'm saying you took away a fundamental right. As when they say a right, they mean something protected by the U.S. Constitution. There is nothing, I repeat, there is nothing in the Bill of Rights nor the Constitution that gives a woman the right to abort a child. There's nothing. I told you when we began today's program, you can mark this date in your calendar as one of the big events in U.S. history. This is historic. There's no doubt about it. You go from this date of January 24, 2022, back to January 22nd, 1973, when the decision came down on Roe v. Wade. The single pregnant woman who brought a class action challenging the constitutionality of the Texas criminal abortion laws. There were, of course, a lot of deaths that happened, so-called back-alley abortions. Doctors didn't want to be involved with them because there were criminal laws. So women were going to midwives or somebody who claimed they could do it using a coat hanger and killing both the baby and the mother at the time. And that's horrific. We don't want to go back there. And there may be, for some, they're anti-abortion, but they have some allowances, and some states are built on that basis. Others are going to maybe say no abortion for whatever reason. I have to admit, I'm not sure I'm willing to go that far, and the polls seem to be the same way. Coming up, we're going to be joined by Hans von Spakovsky of the Heritage Foundation and get a constitutional look at what did happen today and what is the next step.
Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Some car dealers might try to take advantage of you. One quick way to spot it, look at the sticker price. Jay Ackerman told me, especially in these times, he wants to reward the generations of buyers and the new customers. So Ackerman Toyota sells every car at sticker price. No markup. What you see is what you pay. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back, and I remind you we are live streaming at rumble.com. You go to rumble.com. In the search engine, one word, Larry Connors USA, and it'll take you right to our page, and then you push live, and you're in studio with us. Glad to have you. If you're listening by air, great. We appreciate that as well. Or you're using our app, great again. And if you miss any part of the program or you want to share it with others, and I encourage you to do so, you can go to our podcast when they're put up later today, LarryConnorsUSA.com. LarryConnorsUSA.com. Very easy to find me. branded everywhere, Larry Connors USA. And I encourage you to subscribe both to the podcast and or the rumble.com, which we put up, so you can get them sent directly to you and you won't miss anything. And share them. Share them with your friends. So today, the court issued its long-awaited, previously leaked opinion overturning Roe v. Wade. Now, how much did it change or did it from the leaked version? Joining us, constitutional expert from the Heritage Foundation, Hans von Spakovsky. Glad to have you back on board, sir.
Larry, thanks for having me back. Very big day at the court. Big decision. Everybody's been waiting for it. You know, there were some changes from the original decision, but it's pretty much what we hoped and expected it to be. The biggest thing about this, and I think when you watch folks on CNN and MSNBC crying over the decision, that people should understand is the critics are saying, why? Abortion is now suddenly banned and illegal across the country. That is an absolute lie.
Yeah.
What the court did, it was a long decision, over 200 pages, but what the court did was they said, look, in 1973, when the Supreme Court published the Roe decision, which established a constitutional right to abortion, the court just made that up out of whole cloth. There's no constitutional right to abortion in the U.S. Constitution. You can read it from front to back. It's just not in there.
You're not going to find it.
You're not going to find it. And neither the history or traditions of the country support that. In fact, for the first 185 years of this country, nobody recognized a constitutional right to abortion in the U.S. Constitution. No state recognized a right to abortion.
Judge Alito, pointed that out in part of his remarks on his draft, on his final version. Not only was there no support for a constitutional right till shortly before Roe, but abortion had long been a crime in every single state.
That's right. So Roe versus Wade, like I said, was just a creation. And what the court said was, we're overruling it. But most importantly, we are returning the decision on whether to regulate abortion back to where it was before 1973 and had been for the entire history of our country. And what is that? To the people and the elected representatives of each state. So, again, those who say, well, suddenly this bans abortion, wrong. It's going to be up to every state to decide. If you live in a very liberal blue state like New York or Massachusetts, they're probably going to have very liberal rules, regrettably in my eye, on abortion. If you live in states like Mississippi or Texas, they're probably going to have what I consider to be more humane, more restrictive rules on abortion. And so, you know, if you don't like the rules in some place like Mississippi, Texas, fine. But you don't have to live there. You know,
you can get transportation to go to the state that allows abortion. Now, that raises several points. First of all, there are trigger laws in effect in some red states that, as of today, abortions stop, or they have to call a special session or attorney general take action, depending upon the state. So there are certain trigger laws where almost immediately abortions will stop. Correct?
Yes. And again, that's because the people of those states, through their elected representatives, have decided to make that decision. Look, the other thing about this, and I haven't heard anybody say this, the Roe versus Wade decision was probably the most anti-democratic court decision in the last 100 years.
And anti-women.
Yes, it was. And so this decision today actually promotes democracy, and it promotes the voters of each state making the decision on this issue.
So Maxine Waters standing on the court steps today saying, we will march, we'll have tens of thousands of black women. You're not going to scare us away. Scare you? There are hundreds of thousands of women who are not alive because the minorities were targeted by Margaret Sanger when she started Planned Parenthood and abortion.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the largest percentage of abortions are of black babies across the country, which just makes it totally ironic that she, this congresswoman, African-American, would be protesting this decision, particularly because, so many groups like Planned Parenthood, where do they locate their abortion clinics? In poor,
right,
poor black neighborhoods.
Now, that raises a question. They do get federal dollars, but under the Hyde Amendment, they are not allowed to use federal funds to pay for abortion except save the life of a woman or the pregnancy arises from incest or rape. And Joe Biden, when he was a senator, favored that, being the Catholic that he was. He supposedly was against abortion. But, of course, he changed when he decided he wanted the Oval Ring office. So are we going to see federal dollars taken from Planned Parenthood now? Because now they use it for utilities, land, and employment, things of that nature.
Well, that's not going to happen while we have a split Congress and a Democratic president.
All right. Now, with the Congress issue. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, look, any bill to do that, first of all, the Democrats in the House aren't going to pass it. The Democrats would filibuster it in the Senate, and Joe Biden wouldn't sign that.
All right. Now, the other thing is, Pelosi is already saying, we will, by Congress, change things and make them right again. What can Congress do in the face of this U.S. Supreme Court decision today?
Well, that brings up a very interesting and very thorny legal issue, which is, does Congress have the power to regulate this issue? And
You're
that's an unanswered question. Well, it's an unanswered question,
okay.
And I'm not sure that Congress has the authority to do that. I'd be interested if either a bill is pushed to ban abortions or a bill is pushed to legalize abortions across the country. Those folks sponsoring it are going to have to point out, well, what power of Congress are they using to say they can make this rule all across the country? And at the moment, I'm not quite sure what they're going to use.
What we are worried about, we've already had threats made against some of these justices, and there's been escalation that if it turns out like this, well, we will burn the Supreme Court down. Threats are being made against Catholic churches. They're being advised to be careful, increase your guard at your churches for mass and for crisis pregnancy centers. I think we're going to see a long, hot summer filled with riots. Your thought?
Oh, no, I agree, particularly given the fact that so far there's been no condemnation of the protests and violence has already occurred from the White House. Merrick Garland has refused to enforce the federal law preventing these virulent protests at justices' homes. So it's as if the administration is encouraging this to happen.
Yeah, silence on the left, would they say it's silence, and you must be for it. But on the way they look at it from their side, silence is golden. Hans, I thank you so much. We're obviously, there are going to be many more chapters on this story, and I appreciate you being available. I know you got a lot of people pulling on your time today.
Sure, I'm always happy to talk to you.
All right, thank you, sir. Hans von Spakovsky, the Heritage Foundation, expert in constitutional law. Coming up, let's talk about this issue about threats of violence, and what about the allegation that this is going to lead to dismantling gay marriages, things of this nature. What's the germ of that idea? Stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
The other day, some listeners saw me in Cafe Napoli, and one said, "We see you here all the time." I said, "Yes, you do. I am the Cafe Napoli ambassador." Truth is, I've been a Napoli customer for decades, when there was only the Clayton location, then Town and Country, now St. Charles. Trust me, you'll enjoy great food, drinks, service. Cafe Napoli, Clayton, Town and Country, streets of St. Charles. And tell them the Cafe Napoli ambassador sent you.
You can feel it all over. You can feel it all over, people. You can feel it all over.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So we were talking with Hans von Spakovsky in the previous segment about some of these threats that have already been made to the justices involved in the Roe v. Wade decision, the overturning it, make it no longer law of the land. And I remind you again, it did not specifically refer the case they were dealing with Dobbs, Mississippi, on a time limit on when you could or couldn't have an abortion, and then they took it the extra step. But already the Catholic Church is getting word from the Department of Homeland Security, an internal document that actually started surfacing last week. I assume that's probably right after the man who said he was going to kill Kavanaugh and maybe his entire family, urging them to be aware that a group called Night of Rage might be targeting churches and pregnancy centers because of the abortion ruling if it came down as it did today. If you're Catholic and you're going to be going to Mass, or you work at some of these Catholic churches even, if you just work there, I don't care if you're doing lawn maintenance or whatever it is, you need to be more aware. And I hate to say it that way. I don't want to scare anybody. You just need to be aware, okay? And if you work for a crisis pregnancy center where you're trying to have a woman, her right to have a baby apparently isn't the same as a woman's right to kill a baby. And they've been attacking those as well, firebombing them. And then, of course, they're trying to tell you that all of this is going to lead to, we're going to see an answer that they're going to escalate it. They're going to take this as an option to move forward. Now, again, the majority opinion from Justice Alito tried to wall off that controversy. But here's what some of them are referring to, and Nancy Pelosi did earlier in this segment, this hour. She didn't name him. I guess she couldn't recall who said it. Either way, she didn't. But he wrote separately to call explicitly for those other rulings to be revisited, rulings that do involve same-sex marriage and similar rights. He wrote, referring to decisions on contraception, sodomy, same-sex marriage, he did say, in future cases, we should consider all this court's substantive due process precedents. In other words, at the view of the liberals, that means those rulings are now at risk. In their dissent, the three liberal justices wrote, no one should be confident that this majority, two liberals, because the newest justice was not seated when this case was heard. They wrote, no one should be confident that this majority is done with its work. Now, I want to remind you of something else. There is a newly elected congresswoman in Texas. I told you down along the border. It was a red district for close to 100 years or something like that. Myra Flores, a Latino American, but Latino heritage, ran for Congress as a Republican. And she's won. And so she's just been newly sworn in. And so she was asked about, what do you think about this? Here are her comments. Of course, she's Catholic. Myra Flores, Congresswoman. This is a dream come true for me. In South Texas, we're pro-life. So this is a big win for us in South Texas and also for our country. We have to start respecting life. We have to start valuing life. And the reason why I believe we have so much crime in our country is because we did stop respecting life. If we start focusing and raising our children to value life in the womb, I really do believe that we would start to decrease crime in our country. And again, this is a big win for us, especially in South Texas, because we are big pro-life. The debate and how it's going to play out going into the midterm elections may be reflected by her remarks. We already know that Trump had picked up a larger percentage of Latino votes than he had previously when he ran against Hillary. More Latinos are Catholic, and they abide by their faith the best they can, as best as all of us can. I mean, we're all sinners. We are all sinners. Believe me, I am one, and I know. But no man is perfect. The only one that was perfect is Jesus Christ, and he's now in heaven with God, standing between us in judgment. But Latinos, for the most part, they are not just alone in South Texas, but they're going to be in favor of this. And many black pastors are in favor of it. They know the biggest problem with crime in the communities is, one, no father in the family, and secondly, that life is just has no value. In the next hour, we're going to spend more time getting into this. I am going to do news and commentary at the beginning, and I remind you, it is news and commentary. I don't try to pass it off just as news. I'll be giving you some commentary. But while you got Biden and Pelosi saying this is a sad, dark day, others are saying it's time. And then Pelosi makes a comparison of the court's ruling on concealed carry yesterday and abortion. What? Stand by.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.